Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a History Meets True Crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Totally Hits 93.3. Also find us at 95.1 in Murfreesboro. You can also download our app if you visit totallyhits.com. Something like that. Forget all that stuff I just said. Oh, are they singing now? I'm sorry.
Stop talking. Wait, now I'm talking.
Stop talking about me talking.
Shut up, me.
We all had fun with the whole idea of the basic white girl culture. You know, normally involves, you know, scarves and cute boots and, you know, pumpkin spice latte.
Yeah.
Well, ladies have fought back, and on BuzzFeed, they put up a list of basic white guy culture.
Okay.
And I looked at all these and go, oh, these are all so spot on.
Okay, they are valid. They've got the Woody stamp.
These are the things that white guys do. One of them I loved is advertising your preferred brand of cooler with a window decal on the back of your truck as if you're being paid.
Yes.
Like, hey, I love Yeti.
Yeah.
I could have got the same thing at Walmart for a quarter of the price, but no, I want the name brand and I'm going to tell everybody about it.
Orca, I've got the cooler. I've got a designer cooler. I paid 7 times more than the Igloo one at Walmart.
Exactly. Double clicking the barbecue tongs. You got to do that before you start.
Oh, yeah.
Or it could end badly, if you know. That's for good luck.
You got to know the music of the meat.
IPAs, which they say are the pumpkin spice latte of beer.
Right. Guys giving out, like, advice you didn't ask for when you go to like a craft beer menu. Like, oh, what you really should try is the Hoffenspossen from Germany.
And IPAs are nasty.
Oh, they are.
They smell like skunk.
They're bitter. I don't like them.
Why would you want that? Practicing your golf swing indoors, outdoor, everywhere.
Yeah.
Wearing cargo shorts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, without anything, like filled with stuff that you might need at some point, in case you need to skin an animal.
Yes, because you never know.
That tool is in the pocket.
Holding a fish in their dating profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's like a big bro culture thing.
You can date me and my fish.
Did they mention anything about talking about an obscure Christopher Nolan movie that they absolutely love? Because that seems like a basic white guy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why The Dark Knight is probably the best film since 2000.
And having a framed sports jersey somewhere in your house that has somebody else's name on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's basic white guy thing?
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So he's one of the biggest stars in the world, Tom Hanks. His son, Chet Hanks, told Jimmy Fallon he's living here in Nashville in an RV.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's like a rapper or something, isn't
for
he?
For years, he tried to be a rapper
under
the name Chet Hayes. but he's given that up, and I guess about a year ago, he moved to Nashville to start a country music career.
Okay, of course.
Something that's never happened in this city
I know.
Before.
Yeah.
And he's living in a trailer in an RV park. He says it's not what you think. It's mostly retirees around him. And he will sit in there and watch Netflix, he says.
So he's living the life of all of their unsuccessful country and Western music stars.
Kind of it just feels odd because of who his father is.
Yeah, it is.
And how very different his dad is.
Yeah. Wow. Monday night, American Idol. Most people, when they hear American Idol, they think what I think, which is, is that still on? Right. Apparently, Jordan McCullough is a guy from Murfreesboro who's in the top 5, and he could make it into the top 3, and they hope that you will vote for him. He's got a good voice. Sounds really good. And if he makes it into the top three, they do the coming back to your hometown videos.
Yeah.
So they'll have a big celebration on Wednesday if he makes it into the top three, and they come with their camera crews and they're able to see everybody. So show out Murfreesboro.
Everybody wants him to move on.
Yeah.
So that Murfreesboro can get their little shout out on TV.
I know. All the people that have businesses on the square want you to go and do that.
Right. So the latest tour attraction in San Francisco is a giant fat sea lion. His name is Chonkers.
Chonkers.
And he is about 2,000 pounds, which is many times larger than all the other sea lions.
Wow.
And he's been making a habit, kind of like the other sea lions do. They jump up on the famous Pier 39 in San Francisco, and they just kind of like sunbathe on top of the well, I don't know if you call it a floating deck. It's kind of like the pier.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's so fat and so big that people are coming just to see Chonkers from
wow.
all over the world.
Bringing him fish and Ozempic. Things. Totally Hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? You can contact them at localtreefellers.com. All right, somebody who's familiar with the Woody and Jim show may know who our female contestant is. It's Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hello. Hi, guys.
We miss you. You went and got a real job and are taking care of your baby and left us just stranded on a desert island. That's okay.
I'm sorry. I know. I miss you guys, too. Well, she's having playtime right now, and she's looking up at me, so she's ready to judge me.
All right.
Based off of how this game goes.
Excellent.
Your baby will quietly, silently judge you.
Yes.
All right. And for the guys, it's your daddy, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Welcome. Glad to have you guys both. Any excuse to have you guys on the show, we'll take it.
No kidding.
So here's your warm-up question. Gina, what's something you're holding on to that you should have thrown away?
I have a case of expired coconut milk or coconut water or whatever it is in my closet, and expired, like, that Oikos.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have two cartons of those in my pantry that I need to throw away.
I didn't even know that coconut water would expire.
It takes a while. It's been in several years.
Several decades.
Several years. All right. Jim, what about you? What's something you holding on to, but you should have thrown it away?
Well, I have so many things, but I guess I'm looking at them right now, probably my pair of slippers.
Oh, yeah? Do your feet or toes come out at any point in your slippers?
Kind of, but not yet. They're still comfortable.
Okay.
You haven't got to the hang ten part yet.
After a while, they become flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's get going. You each have a screw.
Okay, start with a multiple choice. Here we go. Gina, is Killian's Red a brand of work boots, beer, or motor oil?
Oh, shoot. I think motor oil.
Is wrong.
No.
No, it's beer.
Dang it.
Yeah.
With your party background, I thought you would have known that one, but that's okay. But.
I know. Well, I had heard of it, so that's why I didn't think it was beer.
All right, Jim, let's see if you can score first. Is The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives a reality show on Peacock, HBO Max, or Hulu?
Oh, boy. Well, here's a guess. Hulu.
Hulu
yes.
is right. Woo. Way to go.
See, Dad's on
Dad
the board.
Is secretly watching the Mormon Wives.
Pretended to take a
is.
Guess.
Yeah.
He knew.
Okay. All right, Gina, in baseball, if you are the DH, what does that mean?
Designated hitter.
Yeah, there you go. You got one.
All right, back to you, Jim. What would you buy at stevemadden.com?
I don't know. My wife has 1,000 of these. How about shoes?
Shoes!
You are correct.
You can replace your
like
slippers.
He's probably in the background helping him right now.
Oh, see, you know, she's not winning, so she's accusing her opponent of cheating.
That's right.
Even though he's her blood. Oh, my God. We're tearing families apart.
All right, Gina, you have to get this in the right if you want to stay in the game, or Dad will be the victor. Here we go. Boba Fett is a bounty hunter in what classic sci-fi movie series?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Okay. You did it.
All right. It's tied up 2-2. Jim, if you get this right, you're the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, Caitlin Clark is famous for playing what sport?
Basketball.
Yes,
she is. And Dad goes 3-for-3.
Ooh, Daddy wins.
Well done. I think it's the first time Gina's ever lost.
I know. But you're a winner in life.
That's right. Congratulations, Jim. Well done. You get bragging rights in the family. And if somebody else wants to win the Bush tickets, because I know you can't make it,
right?
You can just text us at 615-553-0933, and we'll give it to a random texter.
There you go. We'll hook you up.
Thanks, Gina. Thanks, Jim.
Miss you.
Guys.
Love you. Have a great day.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Happy first day of May. Yay!
As Justin Timberlake sort of says,
There are a lot of big concerts coming up this month.
Yeah.
Some huge stuff. Of course, got Bruno Mars going to be at Nissan Stadium on the 6th. That's next Wednesday.
Yep.
The Eagles, of course, will be giving away tickets to that. Going to be at Vanderbilt on the 9th of May. Chris Stapleton will be at Nissan Stadium on the 23rd. Bush, of course, we've been giving away tickets, and we'll continue to do that today with Gender Wars. If you'd like to win those free tickets, you can text us at 615-553-0933. And Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night, at the historic Ryman Auditorium, it'll be David Lee Roth in concert. And it says, an evening with David Lee Roth. Didn't really say anything about singing.
Maybe that would be best. Have you heard him lately? There's been making these things have been going around on Reels and TikTok with David Lee Roth's current performances.
Yes.
Where they've taken away the music.
Yes.
And they go, here's what he sounds like.
There you go.
Sounds more like a wild animal that got caught in a trap out in the backyard.
Somebody screaming for help. Maybe anyone who's going to be down on Broadway near the Ryman, you know, next Wednesday night, they're going to, what is that? Somebody's plea for help. No, it's David Lee Roth singing. Oh, okay, never mind. Everyone go about your business.
I was never a huge fan of Van Halen when they, you know, brought in Sammy Hagar after, you know.
I mean, David Lee Roth was awesome during the day.
In his heyday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then he kind of went off on his own for a little while and had some success.
Now he's like 80 and he's wearing skin-tight leather and he's also got one of those canes with a, you know, 4 tennis ball prong at the bottom of it. It's not a good look.
He'll be performing at 4:30 in the afternoon right after dinner. No, actually, it's I don't know what time it is on Wednesday night, but it's going to be the right one. Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. It's an amazing story. A young man, he's 14 now. Jude Baker is his name. Lives in Summertown, Georgia. When he was 12, he was diagnosed with cancer. Went through chemo, all the struggles that you go through. But finally, now he is in remission.
Good.
And he was given the choice by the Make-A-Wish people. You know, where they come in and just grant a wish. You can anything you want. We're going to hook you up. And instead of, meeting a celebrity or going on a fantastic trip or something like that, he decided to help the community. Every day when he went to the hospital, he would see the homeless people outside the hospital, and he wanted to do something for them.
Really?
And so he decided he wanted some food for them and some sleeping bags, some other things that they could make their lives a little bit easier. And so instead of doing something for himself, he did something for others.
His only wish was to give back to his community. Jude came up with this all on his own. Never really had a backup wish. This was it. So we were determined to make it happen.
I wanted to help them out because, you know, I was in a bad situation. They were too.
Very cool.
Wow, this kid's a saint.
No kidding.
Wow. Anybody had a right to feel like they deserve something for themselves, it'd be him, and he thought of others first.
Yeah, gotta love that. That's awesome. Jude's an awesome kid.
You want to see the story? You want to meet Jude? He's at Totally Hits 93.3 in the Woody and Jim Facebook page, and also at totallyhitsnashville.com.
It's going to be the Eagles in concert.
It's a bucket list show.
Yeah.
I mean, how many chances are you going to have to see the Eagles again?
I would imagine not many.
If you would like to go and you'd like to get free tickets to see the Eagles.
Yes.
Starting Monday, we're giving away tickets three times a day.
Yeah. What we're going to do is 7:30 on Monday morning and all next week, 7:30, we will give you a special keyword that you'll have to text to our text line, 615-553-0933. And you might win yourself some free tickets.
So program that into your phone. Mm-hmm. If you just want to send a little message or just some weird random picture on your phone.
You can just send us anything.
Do it.
We look at the text line all the time. Surprise us. Delight us. Or even shock us. I bet you can't shock us.
As a test run, so you send us the weirdest thing that's in your camera roll
phone. Just to make sure it goes through.
Yeah. And then it's in your phone. Just program it in. Oh, okay. That's the, you know, Totally Hits, you know, text line.
Yes.
And just put it in as a context so that when you hear the keyword to win Eagles tickets on Monday,
yes,
you'll already have it in your phone. You won't have to figure it out. You just have to put the keyword in that we tell you at 7:30 Monday through Friday next week.
Boop, boop, boop. And you'll be all set. Text line is 615-553-0933. Going to the movies this weekend. There's a new one coming up.
Devil Wears Prada 2. Did you see the first one?
I did. I loved it.
It was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, it's really cute.
20 years, 2006.
Wow, that does seem like it was just, it wasn't that long ago, but
yeah. Meryl Streep as the Cruella de Vil of the fashion world. Uh-huh.
The devil.
Miranda Priestley and, you know, Anne Hathaway as Andy. The movie definitely returns to some of the vibes that you, like, I want to see these people impeccably dressed. I want to see the snarky comments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're still, you know, hurling them left and right, and they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But about halfway through the movie, you're like, okay, well, this is fun sitting in this, like, little nostalgia hot tub all the things we loved about the other one. And then it sucks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a shame.
When it comes to the climax of the movie, like the last third of the movie is just a bummer.
Really?
Like backstabbing and side corporate deals. And it just seems like the air was let out of the entire theater. Yeah.
Kind of popped the balloon.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. Because going to Devil Wears Prada 2 is kind of like finding that outfit in the back of your closet.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I really love this outfit. I wonder if I'll still fit into it. I wonder if it'll still look good. And it turns out for a little while, you're like, oh, this feels great.
And then,
It falls apart.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was really too bad. Everybody that looks really good, I mean, between Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci is her long-suffering assistant.
Right.
I mean, they look really good for the 20 years since that movie came out.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was a real disappointment. And, like, they had me for a while.
Yeah.
And then just like, oh, my God, I'm bored. I'm depressed. This is sad. Then you're like, why? You had something there, and then you lost me.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
People love the first movie.
Yeah, it's great.
I mean, yeah, wow.
I would say go back and watch the first one.
Yeah.
And then just do that.
This is a pretty effed up story. Normally, we'll give you a story, something horrible or stupid that happened, and you have to guess if it happened in Tennessee or Florida. But I'll go ahead and tell you, this happened in Long Island, New York.
Long Island?
Long Island.
Okay.
Okay, this is pretty messed up. Keona Waddell, 35-year-old woman, was found guilty of something that happened in 2024, found guilty of assault and criminal possession of a weapon. What had happened was that she and her boyfriend had had a fight in their apartment. She left the apartment in a huff.
Okay.
He went to bed. And so about 3:00 in the morning, all of a sudden, he wakes up and realizes some sound has made him wake up. And the sound was a hissing sound. And he realized somebody had thrown a lit stick of dynamite into his bedroom while he was asleep. And he woke up to the sound of it going, about to go boom.
Just like in the movies.
Yeah. And so I guess he desperately tried to put out the fuse.
Right.
And it didn't work. And so he grabbed it and was going to throw it out of the room. And it ended up blowing up. And he actually lost his hand.
Oh, wow.
Found out it was his girlfriend had returned with a stick of dynamite, lit it, and threw it into his bedroom.
Dang.
Where does one find a stick of dynamite?
Right?
What is he? Is like, is the coyote? Did she call up Acme? And,
right? And get, stick does she work for a construction site? That's the only thing I can think of.
To return at 3 o'clock in the morning with a stick of dynamite.
Some people slam doors when they're in an argument.
Yeah.
Some people grab explosives.
So, yeah, I guess there was probably a lot of people just begging to be on the jury when they had the trial.
Wow.
But she has been found guilty, and she'll be spending a little time in jail.
He can put it on his dating profile, dynamite in bed.
Yes!
Yay!
There you go. There's your punchline.
Police records to prove it. I don't think there's anybody who hasn't encountered this lately where you're going, really? They're asking me for a tip in this place where I've never tipped and no one has ever tipped in the history of human civilization?
It's almost become such a natural thing now where
they
flip the screen around to you and says, how much would you like to tip?
Yeah.
Not if you'd like to tip, but how much?
There's also, you know, that there's a fact that the people that were that grew up at a certain time and maybe just hit adulthood around the time of the pandemic, they don't have the experience of going to places and knowing where's a place to tip and where you don't.
Right.
So, like, we have to keep reminding people, this is the place you tip. This is the place you shouldn't tip.
Right.
And if you want to, go ahead, but obviously you shouldn't feel obligated. So I found this little thing that kind of an etiquette for tipping. And it said, obviously, if you're at a sit-down restaurant with servers, like 20%.
Yeah.
Right? You want to tip more? Great. Yeah. That's how they get paid. Same thing goes for like a full-service bartender.
Right.
About 20%.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
If it's a bartender that's really just like pouring drinks, they're like, they ask you for your ID, but then they hand you, you know,
a beer.
A beer or, yeah.
Yeah.
Seltzer or something like that. A buck.
Yeah.
Or two.
Yeah.
At the very most. Then they say for carry out pickup orders, a dollar or two because you did all the work. I've been tipping a lot more.
Yeah.
I know during the pandemic, I did it a lot because I just wanted to make sure those like restaurants near my house stayed open.
Yeah.
You know, trying to.
That's like at Sonic. You can leave a tip. You know, like, you know, the person comes out and just hands you the food, you know, $2, something like that. You can add that to your debit card if you want.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds fine.
Yeah.
If it's a coffee shop, tip them if they're making some kind of complex drink.
Right, if you're making a special request at Starbucks or something like that.
But if they're just pouring, if you're like getting black coffee with sugar, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Food delivery, the tip is already in the price, and the delivery is the service.
Uh-huh.
So you should make sure that you've if they haven't already given you a tipping charge, that you should add it.
Yeah, that's only fair.
I love this list of places where you feel free to skip. According to this,
Frugal Jim says these are good.
No, this is not me. This is an article.
Yes.
So self checkout kiosks, obviously.
Yeah, you're tipping yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give myself $5.
I did a great job.
They say don't worry about tipping your mechanic. Duh.
Why would you? I didn't even think that would be a thing.
Now, they didn't specify this one, whether you're tipping the person who's on the airplane or when you're making the reservations. But they say, don't worry about tipping airlines. Wasn't gonna.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
I never even thought of that as an option.
Yeah.
That's like you get an oil change. You're going to tip them? Here you go. Here you go, Mr. Jiffy Lube.
Don't do it at doctor's offices. Or when buying video games online.
Yeah, there's no reason to tip.
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I have no idea that's... Apparently, somebody has tried it.
You know, but good... I actually think it'd probably be a good idea to tip your doctor. Maybe then they'll give you the good drugs.
But isn't the tipping, like, you either... If you're at the doctor's office, you're pre-tipping to get the good drugs? Because you got to pay when you walk in.
That's true, yeah.
So you're hoping that they're going to... It's kind of like delivery service. When you're paying, like, you know, a service charge for somebody to deliver it to you, you've already paid whether it took 20 minutes or 3 hours.
It's funny, you know, in Europe, they don't tip as much, obviously, as we do here.
Mostly frowned upon.
When I went to Italy to see my son a few years ago, and, you know, I was tipping everybody, handing euros to everybody, just here you go.
That's like an insult to them.
I bought like a Naples, you know, soccer hat.
Okay.
And in a store, and I started to tip the guy. I like put it down in a euro on the table. I go, here you go. And the guy just pushes it back and goes, no. And my son was going, yeah, like, see, you don't tip here. Would you tip if you went to Foot Locker? I went, oh, you're right. I guess so. Okay. There'll be somebody for begging for money in the street. I can go ahead and give them to
them. People at Foot Locker said, yes, hey, maybe we should start charging people
tips. That's right. Yes.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
When the new Nissan Stadium is finished, of course, there's talk about us getting the Super Bowl in 2030. And also, I guess they've submitted a bid to maybe get WrestleMania 44 that'll be in 2028. So that could be a huge deal.
There's going to be a lot of things never came through Nashville,
right,
but will because of the new stadium.
Yeah. So, hey, tourist dollars and more crowded people. Yay.
So people aren't going to the movie theater as much as they did, say, before the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So what are they doing? They're raising prices. Well,
of course, to punish those who still do go to the movies.
So it's about a $20 night out if you want to go to a Friday night movie, which is not cheap. But it has now cost $50 for certain movies.
Mm.
So they've decided...
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, they've decided that if it's a movie you really want to see and you want to see it in a premium setting, it's going to cost you over $50.
Oh.
Case in point, Regal Cinemas. If you want to see Dune 3 when it comes out in December and you want to see it in IMAX, it will cost you $52.50.
That's per ticket?
Per ticket.
Wow.
Including the $2.50 convenience fee, which is hilarious.
Convenience fee. It costs $2 to hand it to you. There you go. Coming up next week, little heads up, if you're on 840, of course, that goes between Lebanon and Dixon, they're going to be doing, the Highway Patrol will be doing 40 to 40 on I-840. I don't know why they call it that, but they're going to be out in force checking for distracted driving, and of course, speeding, driving while impaired, because I guess there's been some issues with lots of accidents and problems on 840. So they're going to be out in force all next week.
Heads up.
So watch it.
Yeah.
There you go. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.